Renee Jeruso, communication, leadership and mindset experts, is ironically on the phone to talk to me about why we don't pick up the phone. Renee, hello.
Hello, how are you?
Well, the irony, we're dripping it. Here we are having a chat, and to organise this interview, we were sending texts and messages, which is to your point that why aren't we picking up the phone? When we see someone ring, no, you can go to message bank. Why are we doing that?
Yeah, look, there's a lot of research behind it that say, you know, we're creatures of certainty and predictability, and picking up the phone, it's a bit out of the blue. That's one of them. There's also, I think there's this thing going around, they're calling it phone anxiety, where, you know, especially the younger generation that probably weren't brought up like us, you know, had a landline at home, that sort of thing, just aren't used to it. It's not a social norm.
I reckon it feeds into that old chestnut of whether you ring someone to tell them you're coming around or you just rock up and knock on the door. It's the same thing, isn't it?
Hey? I love it. Yeah, yeah. I mean, you think after the pandemic when someone knocked on the door, it was that exciting. I think I nearly used to ask the postman in.
You should have been here in far north Queensland. Life didn't really change a great deal, unlike you southerners.
Yeah.
Anyway, let's talk about the days where some generations ago, when you'd be on the phone forever and you'd hear the old man in the background, get off the bloody phone, I've got someone trying to ring.
And I can hear my stepdad's voice as you said that.
Yeah, you know, exactly. And that's what we did. And you're alluding to the fact that we don't pick up each other on the phone and sit and talk. Because I tell you what, maybe it's my age or my generation. I do that and I do it quite often.
Yeah, look, I think, look, we're technology's changed. We're in this new world of work, especially the virtual world. And I love technology. I'll be the first to say it has its place, but used in moderation. And what I'm seeing in life and in the workplace with all the leaders and teams we work with is it's just too easy to say, hey, we need to chat. Can everyone jump on a Zoom at 3? Can everyone jump on this? Now, I know you can still have the visuals on a Zoom, but you're losing that intimacy of that one-on-one conversation, and there will always be people that don't sort of step up. And it's been proven that scientifically proven that vocal communication helps to build stronger connections between people. And I think it brings the human element of connection into the conversation, especially if the conversation's complex, it's about conflict, or you're simply trying to build trust. People open up more. Only this week I was speaking to a client that, you know, his communication style is email, which is fine. We're all busy. I get it. And I called him when I was in the car on the way home, and he was like, thanks so much, Renee, for ringing. And you just tend to connect at a deeper level. So I believe technology has a place, but I think we're all trying to leverage time. You know, being time poor is one of the biggest things that's always talked about. We're trying to reach many people at once. It has a place, but back it up. Don't forget the one-on-one conversations, especially in the workplace.
Renee Jeruso, communications, leadership and mindset expert. We could talk forever. We could probably we could dine out for weeks about this, but I guess the takeaway from it, to use the vernacular, is pick up the phone and have a chat to a friend, and it'll be good for you.
Yep, definitely. Doesn't take much.
Indeed, and thank God that, as you said, that vocal communication is very good for you, because I hope my listening audience pick up on that. That's what it's all about.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yep. Good stuff, Renee. Thank you very much.
Pleasure. Thanks.
Discussing why we don't pick up the phone anymore. Discuss yourself. That is Renee Jeruso. She's communication, leadership and mindset expert here on The Breakfast Experience.